Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I just didn't know where you were going.
Yo, I couldn't even continue.
What song was that supposed to be?
Because, you know, I'm so used to her coming in so softly, so that unnerved
oh,
me.
Oh, my word. You want to tell us where you were going with that?
I like to get nervous.
I like to get nervous.
I can't even talk.
I just want to know where you were going. Give us a general direction, please.
Caught in a bad romance.
Oh, Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie. Lady Gaga.
I can't even.
I wasn't. I wasn't prepared. You gotta warn somebody.
You just fucking face.
You just cry out.
It's you all.
You just cried out. I wasn't ready. You gotta.
And
let
it was like in the key of like G,
Z flat,
Z. So you can't
it was
come
Q sharp minor.
How you gonna come on our show clowning from
I'm
jump?
Sorry.
If you guys are noticing another voice, we have a special guest. But before we get into that, welcome to Getting Grown with Jade and Kia, where we discuss all things adulting. The good, the bad, the ugly, the test, the triumphs, the twists, the turns, the taxes of being a grown-up in 2018. I'm Kia, that's Jade, and we are a special guest. Is
yes.
My bestest friend by the name of LaToya Danielle. Everybody say, hey, Toya.
Hey,
hey, Toya.
Hey, y'all.
Toya's going to hang out with us. She's going to spend the show with us. We're going to have lots of cackles.
For sure are, because Toya's one of the funniest niggas I know.
That's why I keep her around. Toya, you want to tell the people about yourself? Introduce yourself to the folks.
Well, I mean, there's really not much to tell. I'm from the Bronx. You know, I've been regular.
Degula.
You know, regular. Before it even started.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? I've been a part of that crew.
Right.
Bronx born and raised. What else?
Toya and I went to undergrad together.
Oh, yeah, we did. We went to college together.
Yes. And she knew me before undergrad.
I knew her when she was in high school.
Right.
I knew Takiya since, and when she was wearing buns with a sock wrapped around the bun.
The bun. Just for two.
The donut.
First of all, my donut was sickening.
That?
I do.
The donut.
It was luxurious, actually.
And she was dead set on going to Rutgers.
And I
like,
wasn't going
why?
To, yeah. Because I didn't want to go.
You would have thought it was an Ivy League school, the way
mainly
she was
because,
like, saying it.
I think it was just like, I had to go. My mom wanted me to go to Manhattanville, and I just didn't want to go where she wanted me to go.
And then she came to Manhattanville and had the time of her life.
Did.
It's and now Toya. And now Toya's in our lives. Look how he works. Won't he do it?
All day long.
All right, then. What's going on, sis? How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good, guys. You know, I just started my new job with a whole bunch of white people.
Increase promotions.
You know, increase in promotions, getting that white coin.
Yes.
You know,
we'll take it.
It's a little unnerving and a little sad that I'm not working where I was working before, but, you know, I'll take that dollar.
Big things are gone.
Big things
are
real big things.
Big things are
gone. How are you, sis?
I'm alive. I'm doing all right. I'm happy to be here. In the studio. We're in the studio. We're recording in New York this week, so we all get to be in one room in one state.
Looking at each other's faces.
That's a blessing. Isn't it a blessing? I'm doing okay. Just working really super duper hard. I'm a little sleepy, but that comes with the territory, you know?
Oof.
But I'm alive and I'm well. I can't complain, really.
That's it.
Really and truly. How are you? What's going on in your life?
Same. Tired.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things. No new jobs.
No new jobs.
Just the same seven.
No white people.
No. 2018. Unless you'd like to hire me to do your catering event.
Oh, well, yes.
You got a plug.
We can cook. We cook well.
Thank you, sis.
Right. So let's jump right on in.
Let's take out some trash.
Let's do that. I want to just start before we get into the obvious. You know, we're going to discuss the Grammys. But I logged into the Shade Room just a few short moments ago. And the very first headline that I saw was that Quincy Jones says that he has 22 girlfriends and that they all know about each other.
Mm.
Apparently, he did an interview with GQ Magazine, and he spoke about having holes in these different area codes. He said everywhere from Cape Town to Cairo to Stockholm, Brazil, Belo Horizonte, Sao Paulo, and Rio, Shanghai. He's got a girlfriend in each one of those places.
Cool.
And he's 1,000 years old. And
yeah, so he's geriatric Polly.
Polyatric.
He's a polyatric.
He's a polyatric.
You know? Geriatric.
Gross,
polyamorous.
I'm worried about his T cell count. Me myself. Because you woo! Know. Listen. You got to stay prayed up, Quincy.
He cannot possibly be having sex at 22. Really
he's right having now. Sex. He said that they range from age 28 to 42.
Wait.
He's not here for anyone who's close to his own age of 84.
What?
I am not trying to be an ableist.
Mm-hmm. You are. You about to, though.
Isn't he in a wheelchair?
I don't know.
I feel like every time I've seen him, he's been
no,
in a wheelchair.
No, he always has a cane, but I have not seen him in a wheelchair.
I feel like I saw him in a wheelchair.
Quincy Jones is always lying, though. I feel like every time he just kind of unsettles my spirit. I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost or whatever. Every time he speaks, I'd be like, he's lying.
Yeah.
I just don't believe nothing that he says.
I just don't feel like he's just like for us, per se, all the time. So I'm a little on the fence with him.
Mm. Yeah. So. Well, shout out to Quincy.
He gave us to me as you put a move on my heart, so I'll take it.
All right. Thank you, Tamia, the Canadian wonder. Jennifer Hudson is set to portray Aretha Franklin in the new biopic. Everybody turn the volume down on your TVs right
Immediately.
Turn the volume down, beloved.
Earbuds, what's the things called? Earplugs, all of that.
Protect your cochlea.
It's about to be loud and tittyful.
Woo!
Even in the script, like just the regular talking is probably going to be.
What?
You don't have no quota.
Jenny.
She going to sing everything loud. Till you come back to me.
She's going to squall.
And you know, because right now she's just, you know. She's in a freedom place now, I suppose.
Because she's not going to marry that man. She wasn't going to marry anyway.
She was never going to marry that man.
Yeah. You know what they said? We talked about that last time. I think they said she was dating Molly Music.
I just don't want to believe that, and I won't.
Okay.
I don't want to believe that he was doing that.
Listen, I don't put it past him.
All I know is she's been Jim Jonesing that young man for a really long time. And
who was what?
She's been Jim Jonesing that nigga.
Oh, I'm like, she was what?
Because we don't want to get married.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he was basically Chrissy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No more. Mm-hmm. Grammys time.
Carry on.
Sis, you were right there with me.
And I watched the last hour.
I was chiming in looking at her Twitter because she entertains me so much. I remember. Like, she is really dry tonight.
Because I wasn't watching. I was actually driving to New York, so I didn't even get sit down to watch. It was like 9:30 by the time I got there.
Yeah, I was driving to Crystal, so I
saw Patti LuPone.
Who's
Slay
that?
The girls' edges. She sung Evita, legendary Patti LuPone.
Yes, indeed.
She did sing.
And whoever that singing. young white man that sung the song from West Side Story.
They had the church clap.
The one who sung West Side Story. And Jay came from the other room to talk about she could see this man's nipples through his shirt.
I was like, his nipples
are
showing.
I feel like I might have, the one at the end.
The one who looked like he was dressed for the Old Navy ad.
Because he was doing a scene from West Side Story.
Which is fine.
I must have missed that one.
But he sung. He was really the highlight of the hour of the award show that I saw.
Sang.
But you went back and watched the performances.
I went back and watched the performances.
I did not.
I had to see Cardi B and Bruno. I love Bruno.
I saw Cardi B tell that white lady that she had butterflies in her vagina.
Oh, my gosh. And she was like, you know, what did she say? In my stomach,
in my vagina.
And then she said it like, did I just say that?
And then she was like this the whole time.
I was like, this girl.
I just feel like,
I feel like she's got
a coach, though, that's trying, but she's just still holding on.
But she's never going to let it go.
Like an etiquette coach.
But she did sound very much, she sounds like she's been doing media training.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she does.
She has been doing media training.
She smiles in between, which is what that dead silence is.
And you can tell. She's picking up pauses now better.
She stops and thinks before she, like, answers a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then she still answers it her way.
Yeah. But which I feel like is, you know, why we love her. But
I feel like most people who interview her, most journalists, don't know how to interact with her. Because it's always an awkwardness. And well, I think it's because they don't know how.
Yeah, and she runs on, like, in her sentences. And then she starts with that. So they be, like, real, like, well, was that a word or...
You know what I'm saying?
So they be like, grandma spitting out fishbowl. So I think they be a little thrown off by that. So they don't know what to, like, what do you say to that when someone's, when they end the sentence with that?
It's like, I feel like if it was a black girl, she just, right back. Like, I feel like it would just be like a banter.
My eyes would be up in the sky, like, I don't know what she just
Maybe
said.
It's just me.
Like,
oh, Cardi.
All right, girl.
Cardi still.
I love her, though. BX stand up, because you know that's where I'm from, so it's never any clowning.
I love her.
That is, I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her.
She's still the people's champion.
Yeah.
And I love Bruno. Bruno dances better than his backup dancers.
Bruno was getting tipsy last night.
Zooted. No, Bruno was not tipsy.
Oh, no, he was doing lines.
Yeah, exactly.
And drinking, probably.
Grocery store.
He couldn't even see. Bruno got up there, it's like, what the day is?
Right.
What are we doing here?
My nigga did super Walmart lines.
Oh, my God.
My nigga had lines for days. But he still manages to dance better than all of his backup dancers. Rihanna.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised with Rihanna, to be quite honest. Because
what's she saying?
Wild Thoughts.
I keep forgetting the name of that song. and she was dancing on her little Carlos Santana dress.
Salsa
dress.
You
know, it was like a cute little... And the character shoes. And it was just really cute.
It was super cute.
It was really cute.
I applaud her dancing.
Yeah, she was giving it her all. She was giving her Beyonce.
I have seen
her. She was giving it Beyonce.
Live. And it was not pleasant.
Well, you gotta pull it up, KSC, because she was doing like the ugly girl dance face. You know when they be getting it real good.
She was doing the South African dance.
Yes, she did at the end. Yeah, at the end she did.
She did. She was busting the moves. I personally love her with this grown woman weight.
Shout out to
I do too. I was kind of like, is she pregnant? But then I'm like, maybe she's not. She's just eating good.
She's
beautiful
good.
Either way.
She's 30 years old. She's eating good.
Yeah, she looks really good. I'm not mad at her.
Me neither.
I'm not mad at her. And they showed, like, I guess years ago of her at a Grammy, like, one of her best dresses, and she was just so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, MAGA.
I'm really happy for her and her grown woman weight. And then who else was Kendrick?
Oh, yeah, that was good. I missed a little bit of that one. But I saw how they incorporated the Dave Chappelle, which was kind of a little off the... It was a little all over the place for me.
Oh, I loved it.
But I did enjoy it. I always like watching him.
I have a special place in my heart for Dave Chappelle and Kendrick Lamar. So they could have done anything they wanted, honestly. They could have got up there and scattered, and I would have just been so happy to see it.
And Dave was pretty toned down.
Yeah, he was. I think Dave had he had to rehearse and he had to stick to a script.
Yeah, when he accepted his award, he was real mellowed out, not saying much because, you know, usually he'll go in for the gusto.
Oh, my God. And I feel like he would have taken the Grammys as an opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there? Cardi B, Bruno Mars, Rihanna, Kendrick Lamar.
Well, we're missing, you know, B was at the funeral. You
in
know,
her best
she was at
funeral
the wake.
Black.
She my was at the wake with the church hat. Best.
And I'm
and
so
shades.
Happy that hats are back. I don't
Me
know
too.
Where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere.
Honey, she was giving us, like, Granby's funeral
lady.
Home.
I'm wearing a
first
hat.
Lady at the funeral.
When I go see Black Panther, I'm sitting. Listen.
You know what? I might wear that entire outfit.
That whole outfit.
What?
The
You're
whole
well,
thing.
Hold up. Those earrings she had on supposedly was like $6 million. I was like, this
between
is
the earrings,
sis.
Between the earrings and the ring set. I tweeted about it today. I was like, just one third of one earring was like the earring, it was $6.8 million for the whole set.
For the whole set. Oh, I thought it was per earring.
No.
Oh, okay. So for the whole set.
$6.8 million for the whole set. I'm just like, just one. And it was like a line of the, so the center part of the earring, the center stud was 35 carats.
Oh my God.
And then it was like 70. Each one of those triangles had like 70 diamonds on it. And I'm like, just one of them would just take care of my student loan debt forever. Like
my
one.
Girl wore
it was like
cornrows.
It would take care of more than.
More, I said,
like student, it would take care of your, it would save you it salvation. Would. It's salvation.
Those earrings are salvation.
Oh my God.
Salvation.
Redemption.
Like,
I just don't know. It's like, man.
They read all the wrongs.
I was trying not to hate.
Listen,
so
I just
on.
Have to say, my favorite part, I saw a bunch of memes today, and everyone making memes. So, Y'all saw that Beyonce had a movie purse that had all blue snacks in it.
No.
So there's like this picture of Beyonce and like pulling the snacks out the purse, and Blue has some fruit snacks in her hand, and Beyonce's holding like a juice box with a straw in it.
At the Grammys?
At the Grammys on the front row. And like,
with those earrings on.
Yes. And I just, it warmed my heart because I just felt like I could hear Beyonce. I just felt like I could see the scene. Like, Blue reaches for the juice box. And you know she got on this white suit.
Yes.
And Beyonce is
don't
like,
squeeze it.
I will hold it.
Do not squeeze this.
Don't you listen, in this white, I'm holding the juice. Okay.
And if you make me shuffle these earrings and they almost come out my ears, it's gonna be a problem.
Blue, you know
what
I
just
can't
love
move.
It. I love it. I love sitting it. There they literally
were, they were all looking so like don't move, don't
all of them.
Like, yeah,
yes.
They were all very tight though last night.
And Nas and Diddy were like sitting with Jay. And in the picture, like, Jay-Z is reaching for Blue's snacks. And Beyonce is like, these are not for you.
It's okay.
I bought these for my child.
But look how time turns. Because do you remember the time that they was in the front row with the Duce inside the Grammys drink? Inside
Sis.
The,
oh my gosh.
With the cups.
Now they got juice boxes.
They was drinking
snacks.
Out
juice
of the Grammy Award.
Yeah. Like,
they
I
was
remember.
Drinking out of the Grammy Award, Duce straight up in the first row.
I bet
row.
Those fruit snacks cost my rent, though.
They probably was some Welch's.
I think they was just regular
Costco.
Welch's.
No.
How you say it? Costco, Costco, whatever. It was Costco.
But Beyonce I don't believe. Is not giving Blue Welch's.
I believe that Beyonce is really regular when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Y30 and R30.
No. Because she be at Target. I'm pretty sure.
I was literally about to say a BB in Target.
She
in
be
that
in Target.
Food aisle.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't be surprised.
She buys in bulk, though.
Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if Blue
she
got.
She doesn't do anything.
I wouldn't be surprised. She was at Target. They took a picture. And Blue was like. Blue was like, nah, they snitching.
Like, what's but, good? We just came here for the fruit snacks.
I still believe that Blue, even somewhere, she probably got some undershirts that say Marona in the back.
I hope so.
I believe
I don't know, though.
I believe she got one or two. She got a few. Because
I don't
I mean,
know if Blue owns an Oshkosh. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because, I mean, that's like classic kid stuff. And I could see Beyonce being real regular about that.
That
like,
is,
I had
true.
Oshkosh.
She does dress her like a little girl. And
I
appreciate it so much.
I think that girl is so beautiful. She looks so pretty last night.
I love
night.
Her. She looked
she's
beautiful.
Adorable. She looks so pretty.
And I know
and
everybody's
like,
favorite
everybody
moment is when
down.
She her parents. But my favorite moment.
When I saw
moment,
it, didn't even strike me as nothing.
Toya, because that wasn't the highlight. The highlight was the look that Jay-Z gave her right after she did that.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think.
He gave her a black daddy look like, who
I
are
hate
you?
That they kept panning on him after every
everybody,
win.
Yeah.
It was like, they are so
salty,
getting on my nerves
shady.
With these cameras. Those producers, I mean, like, I can't stand it because it was so awkward for him.
It was.
I felt really bad.
He didn't deserve any awards, so.
Ooh.
It didn't. And I'm going, okay, so I very much enjoy 444. But like we talked about last night, you don't get to have awards for your response to cheating. I'm sorry. You cheated on Beyonce.
Do you think that's what it was?
Yes. Yes, it
but,
was him.
But you know what? That's not, that
grown
can't
man.
Be it because Usher won color awards on Confession.
Had I been the decision maker. And it's not that I don't love Jay-Z. It is not that I didn't love 444, because I loved 444. But I'm like, nope, you don't get no awards for growing up, my man.
I just,
doing what you're
I guess
supposed
if you're
to
looking
doing
at a whole body of work, it's to me is not his best work. But
no, it's
I,
not
so,
his
I
best, but I
was...
enjoyed it. Like, I didn't like a couple of his last projects, and I enjoyed I ended up 444 grew on me because at first I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then it grew on me. Like, it grew on me, and now I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that whole scene with them in the front row losing was very awkward for me because we're just so used to seeing them win, you know?
I know. But they're
so
winning in life.
A little awkward.
They're winning in life.
And they were gracious.
I mean, he's like worth 800. I Googled him last night, like, oh, he's up to 800 million now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They were the best looking things there. Like, I can't ever look like Beyonce, so I just,
no,
I can never, I could literally
lives.
Never. When people post the You Could Never memes, I'm like, yeah, that's about me, because I can't. Anyway, that's enough trash for today. Let's move on to shout out to my sis.
Let's do it.
My sis is popping right now, like.
It's time for shout out to my sis, because my sis is popping right now.
Ew.
So we have an email here from a listener. by the name of Jasmine. Jasmine writes, hi, cousins Jade and Kia. First and foremost, this podcast is so necessary. Six O's in my life. I really do appreciate both of your inputs on getting grown. And other than the success of all the goals you've set individually and collectively, my hope to you both this year are that you are reminded daily of how essential you two are to myself and so many others. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
She's currently listening to the Goals episode, and it is most definitely the perfect episode to start the year off with. It's greatly appreciated. I foresee myself having my most successful year yet because of this whole SMART strategy. I had never heard it before until you guys mentioned it, so thank you for that. I have a high school friend by the name of Kenneth Worrells Jr., that started a 2017 success planner last year, and the new planner for the year 2018 is bigger and better. Last year's planner helped me achieve so many goals. It breaks your planning down to 3-month intervals, 4 quarters of the year that can help you pace yourself between long and short-term goals. I absolutely think it would be a perfect accessory to the SMART goal method that you mentioned. I already had it in mind to email you about this around Christmas, but never got around to it. And as soon as I heard the kitchen table topic for this episode, I told myself that this would have been the perfect time for you to mention the planner. Attached. So she gave us the planner to check it out. I had a chance to do that. But yeah, the planner is available for $5. You can download a digital copy, or you can get a spiral binder hard copy for $20, which I believe is sold out. But either way, I think there's like a wait list or something. There's a 15% discount on package deals as well. The planner can be found at Kenneth's website, which is www.kennethworrellsjr.com. And yeah, she gave us some information about Kenneth, the author, and gave us all the ins and outs of the planner itself. I agree. Jasmine really, covered, or is it Jasmine? My apologies. Yeah, 'cause it's spelled one way at the top and another way at the bottom. So I'm going to say Jasmine. So Jasmine really laid out, all of the key points of the planner, the 3-month intervals, the 4-quarter planning. It is actually a great supplement to the SMART goal method that we introduced in our goals episode. So I thought it would be awesome if we could shout out our bro Kenneth, by way of Jasmine, and send you guys over to check out the planner and download it, because I mean it's $5, but it will absolutely save you lots of time. There's great worksheets and things that you can follow along with and really kind of keep track of the goals that you're setting for yourself this year. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine,
for sending that in. And Kenneth, we wish you all the best. Hopefully you guys will be able to check out the planner and let us know what you guys think. It's the 2018 success plan. Yeah.
I need to get a hard copy. Yeah. You know how I am about writing things down.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to write things down. I'm not a digital girl.
I try to be a digital girl.
I try to write things down, but it's like I end up writing them all over the place.
I bought me a planner. I'm a sticky note girl, too. So I bought me a planner and a pen that says, bitch, you can't read. And it came with a bookmark. It came with a bookmark. I thought it was fun.
And like, this is offensive.
A little bit, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Throwing me off my goal path.
I love it so much.
So yeah.
I love it so much.
I'm much more of a digital girl. I use my iCalendar like religiously, and I use the notes feature on my laptop and my computer.
Do you use Evernote?
I don't. I think I have it, but I haven't used it because I really do use like the notes thing. Like my notes is like pretty offensive. Like
I use my
look
notes.
At all these.
Oh, Takiya, you don't even got to tell me. No. Takiya be having like full on dissertations.
Dissertations.
What do y'all want?
As notes.
And yo, I one day she was like, I have some notes in my notebook, and she opened it up, and I was like, that's a novel. That's not notes.
I express
but
myself.
But that's why
with
she's
words.
So sweet, because I'm finna start taking pictures because I'm proud of her. Because I just saw her sitting here talking and reading her notes, like, wait, let me pull out my phone here and take pictures.
Such a mom.
Of my little sis.
Always doing this to me.
Get on the gram, girl.
Oh my God.
Get on the gram.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening.
So proud.
Don't put me on Instagram with this dry face, please.
Girl, sis, you look beautiful. I need some of them eyelashes.
I can't. Toya does this all the time.
I'll put a little filter for you.
Thank you. Do that. Toya was at Typing Fast and Taking Care of DC, and everyone was like, your best friend was cracking me up because she was always,
Toya is
do that again
mother.
So I can record it. Do that again.
Nobody was more irritated than Keisha, though, in that damn posing.
Oh, my gosh. She was so funny.
Shout out to Keisha.
I was over it. Keisha was like, okay, now hold it. Hold it, please. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Can you please hold it?
Yo, I laughed so much that night. I really had fun with y'all.
We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. And we're working on the next Typing Fast and Taking Care event.
Ding, ding, ding.
Keep a real G in your prayers. I'm trying to keep everything going. You know, we're doing stuff. We're getting grown. We're doing stuff with our own respective brands. Mm-hmm. And also trying to, like, maintain our jobs.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle.
I'm currently failing. Like, miserably failing.
Oh, plus.
I was harassing Takiya in the phone, like, you know what? I'm going to leave her alone.
You're like, no. Hi, you have a 50-9 in this class right now.
We are struggling. It is a full struggle.
I'm taking a podcast class, though, on Saturday, so I'm going to get myself together.
Wait, what's a podcast class?
We need to enroll.
It's only $25.
Where you get it? What do they teach you?
They're going to teach me how to edit and, like, mix my stuff.
Oh, that's fine.
And learn different things and ins and outs of producing a podcast.
Which is essential,
you know? So,
I can't wait. All right, that's shout out to my sis. Let's move on to the kitchen table.
Boom.
You know who we forgot to talk about? Childish Gambino.
Oh, my God. I knew I was forgetting somebody.
I'm going to need you to really, like...
Well, what did he do? He sang his little ass off.
Did he sing?
My God.
Didn't move his feet until it was time for him to two-step.
Well, what did he sing?
I don't even know.
He sang an album off his album, but he really did sing.
Baby Boy sang his face off.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
He is a very talented.
I love him.
I missed the mark on him as far as music.
Oh, yeah. No. I missed the mark on him. This last album was so good.
I would love to
see
him in concert.
I would too, actually.
Love to. That was amazing.
Yeah, throw that in there, Ty, because he was good. I knew I was forgetting somebody, and it was sitting with me. I was like, there's something else.
Yeah, and he looked so nice.
He looked so good with his tapered suit.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
he
I love
needs
a man
to be my
in
boyfriend.
A fitted suit.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Fitted suit.
Yeah.
Tight ankles.
Because I cannot stand a man in a baggy ass suit. No Steve Harveys.
Well, Steve kind of got himself together, huh?
I'm sick of Steve.
Well, all we see is old Steve.
I'm not speaking to him still.
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know. He's just irritating.
I
don't like how he blamed Marjorie when he blames Marjorie for everything. He blamed, like when he went to go see Donald Trump and everyone was like, why you do that?
Oh,
he
said
like,
Marjorie
wife
told
said,
me.
And we was like, no.
Why would you throw your wife under the bus like that?
He did
and
say
then
that.
When at the New Year's Eve thing, when he had on Blue Ivy's coat, when he had that white coat. That white coat with the belt and the brooch.
He said, Marjorie put him in.
Talk about Marjorie put me in. I said, man,
sir,
stop that.
Are you not a grown man with arms?
I'm so sick of him.
Because you put him in that coat,
I don't like his style at all.
I don't.
Never
he's such
have,
a Bama.
Never will.
But Marjorie,
but he's real country.
Marjorie, he's hitting.
I'm not going to say, never mind.
Marjorie be hitting.
What?
Marjorie is
bad.
Goals, honey.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Goals.
And his daughter's
beautiful.
Oh, Hennessy
looks
nice.
His
daughter, they was out celebrating her birthday in
Cabo. I saw that on Tiana
amazing.
Taylor's page.
Yeah, looking amazing.
Oh, Tiana was with them?
They seem to be best friends, which was very random.
Steve Harvey's daughter?
Yeah, Lori Harvey and Tiana are like BFFs.
Really close.
Yeah, never knew.
Well, both of them are rich, wealthy black teens.
This is true. They grew up that way.
Yeah, true.
And so I guess it was her 21st birthday or something, and...
But Tiana's older than her by quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Tiana's a mother and a wife.
But or is she 20? Did the girl turn 18 or 21?
Lori Harvey?
She said legal.
I think she's 21.
Like she could drink legally.
Yeah. Like it said legal. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's... I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how old the child is. But I know they went to Mexico and Steve Harvey was there and it was Tiana Taylor and Steve Harvey. And a whole group of people.
Yeah, the parents came.
It was mm-hmm. odd, but you know, whatever.
They said they looked like they was having a time in their life. Tiki, let me go ahead on and get the proud moment. She'd be so tired of me.
Oh my gosh. All right. So yeah. Hennessy, Cardi B's sister look nice. Huh?
She did. Nice. She's a beautiful girl.
She is a really pretty girl.
She's a beautiful girl.
I love that Hennessy and Cardi was on the red carpet
together.
Like, and had so much fun in that style box.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Looking like, oh, they need to put it one of them old photos with the black shadows on face.
Look
two
at
face.
Kendrick.
Kendrick is looking, he be giving me such cuteness, even with the anime. It's I just love like,
him, him and Noah like, have the same hair.
He looks like Splinter.
Style Master
yes,
Splinter.
Yes, Master Splinter.
I know.
I was trying to get the correlation with the that theme, but it's just going over my head. So.
That's his Kung Fu Kenny. That's his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I can't. Master Splinter used to say something that I can't remember it right now, but every time I see him, I'd be like, he looks like Master Splinter.
He does look like Master Splinter.
All right.
Kitty, ain't nobody praying for me.
Today's podcast is brought to you by RX Bar. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar made with a few simple, clean ingredients, which all serve a purpose. Egg whites for protein, dates to bind, and nuts for texture.
Pause.
And in the interest of full transparency, all the core ingredients are labeled right on the front of the package. No BS. They're perfect for breakfast on the go, a snack at the office, an afternoon snack, anything.
Better yet, beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX Bar tastes delicious. Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX Bar for you. I know me and my husband love the blueberry, the chocolate peanut butter, the strawberry. They're all delicious. For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/grown and enter promo code GROWN at checkout. That's rxbar.com/grown. Promo code GROWN for 25% off your first order.
Kitchen table talk time.
Hey.
You better make up a song. So this week, we don't have any snacks. We're in the studio. We have bottles of water.
Nice and I am water. So hungry. Y'all finna hear my stomach growl.
I'm starving.
Like, we're gonna get food.
Can we get something to eat soon after?
Anybody got some fruit snacks?
No,
but
we don't have Beyonce's movie purse. Next time we'll be more prepared.
I don't want to get cussed out by Beyonce for trying to eat that child's snacks, even though I tried to sneak too.
I feel like she would love her so much. Like, I don't understand why she is not my friend.
Well, Beyonce? Yes. I've been saying that so long.
Oh, you'd
be
like, what?
Beyonce.
I don't understand why she's not my friend.
Oh, I know.
I think that we would all just have good ha-has and kiki.
I feel the same way. Oh, I feel like she's our kind of lady.
Yes.
So much fun.
For sure.
I'm laughing. Please, just let me do this. I just got a text message because, you know, my mother refuses to remove me from the group text with her and her sisters.
Can't you remove yourself?
No, because they all have iPhones.
Oh my God. Don't you hate that?
Can't you do not disturb me?
I often do, but
and they always do it with like 50 people in there.
So many
joint.
And I don't
it's
have
It's literally
most of their
six
numbers.
People in here, but my aunt has a Honda and the Honda has today made like 247,000 miles and she's so proud. She's like, look at Grace. She named her car Grace. Look what Grace did today. She's got a few squeaks, but she's still going strong. And she took a picture of the dash and sent
Angela
it to us.
Be cracking me up.
I'm just like, girl, don't nobody care.
Angela, I'm surprised. Did she post it on Facebook?
That's my other aunt. That's
oh,
my, that's
okay.
My,
I thought
my
it was
aunt.
Angela.
No. I'm sure she'll be here soon with her commentary.
I love Takiya's family.
They are just so much. I love them dearly.
Me and Takiya's, our moms have the same birthday.
Yes.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And so that means that they both
are
of irritating. Our mothers irritate us in very similar ways.
Yeah. Same. And I'm sure my mother's birthday is nowhere near your mother's birthday.
We are
somehow.
Just,
somehow.
Oh my She's God. Just as irritating.
Oh, it is just really something.
I love your mom, though. She tells me she loves me every time she's on the phone. I think it's the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She'd be like, love you.
She's nuts. That's my boo, though. Mm-hmm. That's my boo. All right, at the kitchen table this week, we thought it would be fun to talk about style.
Yes.
The first, the last couple of episodes have been kind of, you know, what do I want to say? Like heavy, like, but kind of like corporate or workplace specific. But we just, yes. I thought it would be cool to kind of mix it up a little bit and talk
Relax.
About something that's a little bit more fun, but still pertinent to like how you present and what your brand is. So, and I found a really cool online resource that I think we're going to do on the air, but I think if I'm going to share it with you guys because I think it'll be fun. So Do you guys have style icons? Like, who do you guys think looks great all the time? And, like, why? Why? What do you love about their personal style?
Let's go with our guest.
Oh, okay. Well, I like I was saying before, I'm always looking at Rashida. What is her last name? Frost?
Frost.
No, we're not going to even Frost? Acknowledge that.
It is Frost, but I mean...
I watch Rashida a lot because that's a woman of my age range, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and she looks, I think she dresses very appropriately yes. for her age. Yes. So I watch her a lot, and I watch Tracee Ellis Ross a
Woo!
Lot.
Queen
However,
mother.
Some things she be all, some things throw me.
Something.
And they're just not for me. But you know.
Because I think that Tracee's style is pretty quirky.
It's quirky, yeah.
So I think you, that does suit her personality, yeah. but it doesn't translate well across like other people.
Yeah, like the pajama trend is not fitting for me, but I can get it because it looked nice on her. You right. know what I mean? But like, right. I'm not finna go out and buy that.
Right.
I'd love to just because I love pajamas and being comfortable.
And people are just straight up wearing pajamas in the streets now with slides.
I might.
And going to work.
The slides
That's
thing.
Wealthy.
The slides thing. Like the mule thing. Like, you know how the
with
Gucci
the
loafers
yeah.
and
yeah.
Target and a bunch it. Of other people are making like knockoff like slides. Yeah. And
like,
I
if you're
going
to get slides,
it.
You've got to get the Gucci ones. Like, don't come out here, you know what I'm saying, with
your
Just Fab, Just Fab
either.
Shoe Dazzle slides. Like, you're just.
Aldo.
No. No, we're gonna. It's either you're gonna do it or
all
you're
no.
not. You know what I mean? Like, go all in.
I can't
pay the 800.
I can't
pay the 1,000.
I told y'all last week that I couldn't. I wasn't gonna revisit the mules trend. I can't do it.
I don't mind a certain mule.
What is that? Give it. What's
the mule
with
when
the
it don't have?
Heel?
When they don't have the back.
Backless.
Like you literally.
Oh yeah, I don't got ankles for that. What you mean?
What do you mean,
girl? Because the way my ankles are set up, they like real skinny. Shout out to Jean, my mom, for giving me that. So they like real skinny, but the heels is kind of big. And it just don't.
So your heel is bottom.
It
heavy?
Don't sit well on
it's
the mule.
Heavy.
Yeah, and
you
it
have
looks
pear shaped heels.
No, because it looked like my ankles finna snap like at any moment. When I have them on, so they don't really sit well for me. Not seriously, like right. they don't look good.
Right,
you know, like
I like a mule. I don't mind a mule.
I have a long foot, so mules are like I'm tall, and I don't know if it's just like a totally just in my head thing. But when I look down, just kind of like Chucks and other like really super flat shoes, I got to be able to look down and not feel like my foot looks like a cross country ski. Yeah.
Nothing irritates me more than a big old fat ass foot and a Chuck though. You don't have fat feet.
I don't have fat
but
feet.
But nothing. I don't know
I
what it is. I know
feet.
It's irrational. I know you can't help the width of your feet. But nothing.
How do you even know that the foot is fat?
Because you can see it
I
busting
can't.
Through the fucking all star seams.
I don't like, think I've ever seen anybody
yo,
bust through a pair of Chucks.
I be on the train and when
oh
I see like
God.
Big sizable niggas with Chucks on, their feet don't it be look oh God, I hate it. It looks like bread. Like it's terrible. I hate
not
it so much.
A loaf.
That is wrong.
It does.
With you.
It was fat ass foot in a Chuck. It's not it's just not meant you have to dress for your body type, head to toe.
Oh my God.
Like
sis, who are your style icons? Please.
Look,
I'm tired of you.
I love Tracee Ellis Ross as well.
Uh-huh.
I love Lisa Bonet.
I totally see Denise Huxtable when I see Jade.
Like,
yeah,
this makes all
I can see
sense.
That.
I love her.
Yeah, because you and the hubby be looking real cute on the ground, real fruits
you know,
and
I
berries.
Just like Denise.
And you,
you
know,
do.
We eat
she
hay.
Is absolutely,
you know,
Denise
we
Huxtable.
Pick hay outside and we pick our teeth with it. Like, it gives me that.
Like,
it's
I made
so
my
cute.
Own deodorant.
Yeah,
no, make my own.
Like,
butter.
She stay. She got a Trader Joe's like coupon card. Like, she's staying Trader Joe's. You might
lifetime
go to Whole
member.
Foods, but you're really not trying to spend $800 for two pieces of
I dead ass try to wear Tim's with everything that I can.
I think
like,
that's cute.
I wore them with a dress out the other night. Like I just really try to wear them with everything possible. I love comforts. I love Lisa Bonet. I love Tracee Ellis Ross. Because I don't mind. I like to do it up sometimes. And Rihanna. My girl Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. I could dig her.
I love Rihanna as well. But I think Lisa and... Erica.
Yeah.
Erica.
Sometimes she's too much in outer space.
It's way too much for me. Way too much. I mean, think
there's
way
certain things that I probably like. She's in when she wears the Mr. Tumnus heels with the two hooves.
Otherworldly.
The
intergalactic. I can't.
You know, she got the fortune cookie shoes. She They're like folded in the front.
Yeah. She does.
That's not really my aesthetic. Mm-hmm. But if I could pick from all of them and kind of put that together, that's kind of my jam.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think.
What about you?
Now, Eve looked amazing.
Eve looked good.
I liked her red carpet suit better than I liked the onstage presentation.
I do not like that.
Oh, yeah.
That,
I didn't catch that.
I loved that medieval, whatever that was.
I saw that was red, but I really wasn't paying attention.
It was like a necklace that was missing a shirt.
Oh. Eve looked amazing last night on the red carpet. Not so much on the stage.
I don't like that.
For me, I mean, you know, Tracee Ellis Ross is one. She doesn't nail it all the time, but just in terms of, like, the silhouettes that I love, mm-hmm. I think Fantasia dresses her body very well. Okay. I love her dresses.
It's her stylist now, right?
Isn't yeah, like, she's Leslie just girl? Changed. Yeah, she's just changed her stylist recently.
Oh, she changed from LaShawn.
No, I'm saying she wasn't. She was with. Wasn't she with somebody else before she was with LaShawn?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think her team is like on right now because she got Kill Pretty on the face.
Okay.
And the young man that's doing, I can't think of his name. But not the dude that's doing her. No, stylist Jay Bolin. He does Sarah Jakes and a few
other
people.
She's been looking nice.
Yes.
Lately.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She
we enjoy all the time. She's another. I love her. Who else? Okay. I had a list. Oh, Beyonce, of course. Mm-hmm. And there was one more. Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. However, last night.
Yeah, that flowers.
The couch
I'm not
sprint.
A big fan of the florist, but I feel like, I feel like she, I like the fact that she has the uniform. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that, because I mean, y'all know I like black and black and white. Huh?
I like why she wears
it. Well, yeah, totally, well, totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also think that she comes up with really creative ways.
Yeah.
And I like her style.
It makes it look like it's color.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or so like it's a brand new outfit.
How she plays with texture and patterns and things like that. And it's just fun to watch her.
I can totally see you being a Janelle Monáe, though.
Yeah, I love that. I can see it.
I mean, some of the stuff that she does, I'm scared to do because we're not built the same way. Like, she's a very small, very petite girl.
Right.
But I think overall. Yeah, I think, like, overall, those are some of my faves.
You see Ashanti up there, right?
Ashanti looks nice.
You thought you liked that dress?
I mean, this is giving me a little Glenda the Good.
I was like, I thought she looked like she was going to the Wiz.
Yeah, it did. It's, look
a, it's giving
Wizzy.
Me. I mean,
it's Wizzy.
It's very Wizzy. It is very Wizzy. And I don't think that this is like a Grammys look. If she was going to like
the Tonys
or something,
I was like, okay,
or
I can see that
the on the stage.
Tony Awards. Yeah. The Tony Awards. I didn't I can love see it. That.
I'm not a huge
And she's
huge
she's got fan. Such a banging body. She could have done yeah, her something. Body
SZA amazing. Looked nice as well.
SZA's so
SZA
cute.
Looked nice on the red carpet.
Yeah, but she
but what
she,
in
she
the
performed
fresh
in,
fuck was she wearing like, on the stage?
I don't know.
Her whole performance to me was a little off, but
my very unpopular opinion
I'm not,
is
I'm
that
I'm not a SZA fan.
I'm not a SZA
and I've really
I'm
tried to get team. With the girl, but I just don't ever know what she's talking about.
I like honestly don't bops. Think it's for people in their 30s.
I don't think so.
I'd be like,
either.
What is
No, actually, no, because Dustin loves SZA. Fran loves SZA. I just think that I was talking to Tristan last night on the way home from Crystal's, and I was like, you know, there's like two clubs within our friend group. I was like, there's like the SZA fans and then the non-SZA fans.
Is it a club though?
It's not really a club.
Because I think it's
like,
just
like, what is her songs? Because I be trying to remember.
We're just all kind of the same. Love.
What's the song like? I can't even think of nothing.
I don't know any of it.
Because when I hear it, I'd be like, oh, who's that? And they'd be like, that's SZA. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's
squid,
cute.
Squid,
but
niggas.
I forget.
That's
right?
What she says.
And I forget
I like
again.
Niecy Nash, too. Niecy Nash always looks good.
Yeah, she's been snatched. Like, did she suck out that fat?
No, she's vegan.
Oh. So she was able to keep them hips and that
she's
tail.
She's vegan and them boobs.
Mm-hmm.
She's still stacked up, honey. Still stacked up. She but yeah, those are my
best life with her boo.
Do you know who I wish that, you know, who I think is adorable? This is not a question that I had planned, but I think she's adorable. I want somebody to work with her as far as, like, her style is concerned because I love her. Tiffany Haddish.
Same.
Yeah, I want a whole new look for her.
We got to get a team. Her
I
team
want a
needs
hair
to be
team.
Revitalized.
I want a makeup team.
Yeah. And her styling, like, And I get that. You know, I mean, she's probably still, I mean, she's still very involved in how she looks. And I think that's totally fair. But I think that she needs to let, you know, some other people give her some.
I'm sure she will, though, eventually.
In time, right? Now she got that Groupon money coming in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
My girl is working, so she's going to get, she'll get some help.
I'm not mad at all. So, yeah, let's move on because we get stuck in these places. All right, so so let's talk about style evolution. Is there anybody you can think of whose style has changed over the years, like, for the better? So, like, we were talking about Tiffany Haddish and she needs some change. Who's somebody who has started out and we was like, but they've gotten better and better?
Well, for sure, Fantasia.
For sure, Fantasia.
That was like, she was like,
she was giving
that was
Bama.
Extreme Beyonce. Transformation.
Oh, Beyonce. As well. Cardi B. We can't talk about transformations without talking about Cardi B.
Now, you know what's crazy is that I never watched Cardi B. I only know this Cardi B.
I never watched
Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, and also Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Oops, that was noisy. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, I'm just thinking. Nicki's think colored wigs,
real high fashion,
and
now
she's trying to get.
You know who's Benjamin Buttons in their style? Alicia Keys.
Oh, she's going backwards.
Yeah.
Child, when she came out, I said...
Them Lisa Frank braids.
Leave her.
But she's still a very beautiful girl.
She gorgeous.
Very, very beautiful girl.
She be on stage, high boots.
Is it that, or is that just naturally how she is?
I don't know. I think she's high. I'm just going to go with high.
I'm trying to think about some transformations.
She was up there last night, and she just looked zooted.
She just is like,
Beyonce's,
you know,
come a long way from Beyonce Tina's sewing machine.
Beyonce has come a long
machine.
Way.
Yeah.
Beyonce's
well,
come
Tina.
So...
Tina has come a long
Tina
way.
Tina has Tina's come a long machine. Way.
Tina knows.
Because House of Dem is wrong.
Dem is wrong.
House of Dem is there wrong. There we are. We try not to mention it, but we have to remember every now and again so that we stay humble.
Do you know who else? And I was going to say this is a style icon. I think Mary J. has stepped the game up. Game up considerably.
Yeah.
She has. My girl grew up.
See,
but
also,
is it, sometimes I'll be thinking, is it stepping the game up or is it just those certain eras where people was just looking a hot ass mess?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I also think it's fair to say that, you know, as people get older, they just kind of
tone down.
Right, like J-Lo. Also, I mean, let's talk, even like older people like Oprah. Like lately, Oprah has been giving...
Honey, her waist has been snatched.
That Weight
the
Watchers,
Golden Globes?
The freestyle program.
She's found a comfortable place.
Indeed. And I'm not
Stedman
mad.
Is like, when we get home, girl...
Comfortable.
Face down, ass up.
Stedman. And she'd be like, boy, you so crazy. Get out of my face.
You said Stedman.
You play
face
so
down
much.
Ass up or Oprah?
Be quiet, Jay.
I'm
so
not
going
to do that. Oh, don't do that to my uncle.
That's your
uncle. Stop talking about
that's the uncle that you never knew they weren't married.
Side.
Stop talking about that. So, that being said, we're talking about how people getting older and kind of, like, refining and improving themselves as you get older and your style continues to evolve. We thought it would be cool to talk about, like, how to define your own personal style. So, would you say that right now you have a personal style? You, like, my style is three words. Oops.
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
No. And it's so funny because she was talking about style. I was like, girl, I feel like I'd be out here looking a hot ass mess.
No.
Like, I'd be looking a mess. And she's like, no, I just think you're so stylish.
Yeah.
Like,
so yeah. Yo, when people
girl,
tell
I'm
me
here
I'm
with
stylish,
a shirt that won't close on my tits.
Have an aesthetic.
Like, I keep popping out the shirt.
Same.
It's an aesthetic.
Like,
no, but you have a clear aesthetic.
I got on no socks with my sneakers right now. My ankles is ashy.
Yo, you
but style is
cool.
More than just clothes, right? So,
is.
Like,
no,
we were talking true. About, like, how Fantasia, what is that man's name? Who does her, his name is Derek, I think. I'm going to look it up. But her, she's got a new hair person.
You know who, I'm sorry, who you know what? Who always looks good? She's
who?
Not my personal style, but she always looks good. Arian from Love & Hip Hop. Mimi... Olumimi's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Arian. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, the dark-skinned
girl. The dark-skinned girl.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
Yeah.
She always looks good.
Even
she
though
always
here
looks
lately,
good for her.
She's been kind of caught up in the mess here lately.
Oh,
but,
actually, I don't know anything.
Oh, yeah, I don't follow.
Well, I don't really, I mean, I just feel like her, the last time she's been on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's always been, like, steeped in mess.
Oh, I just
like,
mean as far
steeped.
As her clothing is concerned. Like, she always looks good. Like, she always looks put together. She doesn't look cheap. But I'm sorry, sis. I
We're supposed to be talking about our style.
We are, yes. So I was saying, like, you know, style is more than just your clothes, like, you know, just how you choose to dress your body. But it is representative of, like, your how you present, from hair and skincare to makeup, all of that kind of plays together. I found a really, really cool link online that's like how to define your personal style in five simple steps.
Yes, oh, super.
And I thought that we, if we did that on the air, it would make for some good chit chat. So I will begin by asking, how do you feel? Okay, so the first step is assessing, describing the good and the not so good. The first part of step one, how do you feel when you're wearing a look that you really love? And don't think in terms of, like, specifics about the look that you really love, but how do the clothes that you love, like your favorite ensemble, what are some words? Like, do you feel confident? Do you feel classy? Do you feel whatever? Like, what are some, like, think, okay, first let me ask you, what's, like, what's your favorite outfit? Like, name something that you wear and you can, like, you reach for all the time because it makes you feel like Oprah. Like, you're amazing in it.
I love when I wear thigh-high boots. Like, yes. I feel like, I feel like thigh-high boots is, like, with this bald head thing, like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
indeed.
It kind of gives me girl.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Toya got the best head ever.
Yes.
Whoa.
She does.
Wait. Oh, wait.
What the
we
hell
got to
she
listen.
Talking about?
You,
yo.
Jay.
Man.
Pause.
Correct yourself for your
pause,
fans,
man.
Pause. And I don't want your husband coming at me talking about I want to talk to you as a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him in my inbox.
Man. This is why we can never have nice things.
I don't want him to talk to me. I don't want your husband coming to talk to me face to face.
Whoa.
Y'all did that because I didn't even. Whoa. My intentions were pure.
We're trying to have whoa, a Christian conversation here, Jay.
Y'all have the dirty minds. Your minds went there. Mine did not. Thank you. Anyway.
Please correct yourself.
Toya has a beautifully shaped chrome
dome.
It's like, it's her mom shaped her head when she was a baby. She rubbed it and...
All right,
I'm done.
Okay, because I'm so done.
Man, okay, but yes. So.
But yes, I do feel comfortable.
So,
and, I mean, confident.
Confident.
In, like, thigh-high boots. Anything with thigh-high boots kind of, like, really boosts my confidence.
Jay, what's your favorite clothing item?
My black jeans.
Why?
Because they're finally some jeans that fit properly. Like, they don't be all gapped in the back and... You know, they fit my booty nice.
That's nice. What kind of jeans are they?
Uniqlo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they tall enough for me?
They have longs.
Okay. We'll have to. I don't
Man,
have a pair.
Long jeans are stressful.
For you, because you're not long.
I look like Steve Harvey when I
talk. All that stuff.
For me, my favorite, one of my favorite things, I love pencil skirts.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
you do.
You do look good in those.
You
do. I love a pencil skirt. I love pencil skirts. When I wear my pencil skirts, I feel, like, empowered. I feel very classy and, like, womanly.
Because nothing could tell her. You can't tell her nothing in that picture where she got the fur around her mouth.
What?
And
what?
That toe
All
pointed
that
like a ballerina.
All
I
that
said, look
back
at this. Who does she
that's
think
not
she
what
is
this is about right now.
All that abuse, all that back.
That's not what this is about right now.
Oh, so, I like a kimono too.
Why do you like kimonos? How do kimonos make you feel, Jay?
They make me
do you
feel
wear them
free
all the time?
They make you feel free.
You wear them all the time, Jay?
I do. I love them. I love me a good overthrow.
So give me three words, three adjectives. So your kimono makes you feel 1, 2, 3. Give me three adjectives.
Free.
Free.
Comfortable.
Comfortable.
Sexy.
Boom. Your
thigh
high boots. Now remember that. Write that down. Do
I was about to say, give me a pen because this girl's taking up. Is this class?
It's not class, but we're going to have to use this information.
Well, let me get this
to
pen.
Define our personal styles.
Oh, the pen doesn't say, bitch, you can't read, just the bookmark.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Can I have a piece of paper?
Oh, my gosh. We're so unprepared.
Miss Robinson.
Oh, my God.
I actually have a little notebook.
All right. So you said your, yeah, you said free, confident, and sexy.
I said free, comfortable.
Comfortable, sorry. And for your thigh-high boots, your three words are?
Confident, edgy, and I guess sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say sophisticated. Mm. I'm going to say class. No, classy and sophisticated are too close. I'm going to say empowered. And I'm going to say chic.
Boom.
That
makes sense for you.
So, how do you... Okay, so... All right, think of something that you don't love. Like, give me an article of clothing that you have and you wear it and you're just like, I don't know why I wear this. I'm not really that jazzed about it. Do you have something in mind?
Oh, my sweatpants.
Okay. Your sweatpants? You don't love your sweatpants?
Nah, not these.
Oh, there's a particular pair.
Because I have not found the right sweatpants for me yet, and I always look...
The crotch looks like dumpy. Because that happens to me.
Yeah, like dumpy or manly.
Yeah.
And so I haven't found the sweatpants that I like to run. Like my homegirl had on a little tracksuit this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is cute to run around and you throw on some sneakers and you don't, you know, you out here, you look fine.
Okay.
My sweatpants have me looking like Cleo from Set It Off.
All right, so your
straight
three words.
Straight backs and a wife beater.
Your three words for these sweatpants are dumpy, manly, and what?
Dumpy, manly, and homely.
Latoya, what is your article of clothing that you are not too thrilled about?
I mean, I'm not thrilled with anything right now because I am weighing, I've gained so much weight.
My gosh. I'm not laughing at you.
So, you know you are. But
it's fine. It's
completely fine. So I guess because I'm just not feeling comfortable in anything lately, hence why I've hired a personal trainer. But
ooh, good for you.
I guess, I mean, I just feel uncomfortable. So what am I supposed to be saying?
So think of that one thing and give me three words that like, you know, when you wear this.
Go back to that picture you posted the other day and you was like, ooh, I miss her. And it was an old picture of you. Think about what you was wearing and be like, ooh, I hate this.
Oh, no. Like, so I hate.
Yeah. Like, what is the article of clothing that you don't like? How does that make you feel?
Fat.
Okay, so fat?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you're wearing something that you don't love? Fat?
I feel fat and it actually makes me feel vulnerable.
Okay.
Oh. So, like, I'll kind of, like, I can't never be introverted, but like something in me on the inside, like just feels a little vulnerable. And I will like talk to myself real evil,
yeah.
You know, so on the inside. Yeah, I'm very critical on it and to myself, like, you look a hot mess, girl. Like, I can't stand the way you look right now.
Right.
That kind of stuff. That's what it does.
So your three words are fat.
Fat, vulnerable, and uncomfortable.
Okay. Mm. So I am thinking of one particular pair of black slacks that I have that I do not like because the cut is not a cut that is, you know, I have a hard time with these pants. Because
they give you like mom crotch?
They don't give me mom crotch, but because of they're kind of tighter in the thigh.
What is mom crotch?
I don't know what mom crotch is.
Because all of our moms have crotches.
I don't know what mom crotch is.
There's like a mom crotch, a particular like... way your pants sit up on you where you'd be looking like,
Okay.
Well, these pants are they're too tight in the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't fit me well. Like, they're ill-fitting pants. Mm-hmm. So I, too, feel very self-conscious in these pants because I'm always, like, I don't know. They're not the best quality. I feel like, you know, I could rip them at any given moment. But, I mean, you know, I'm just not... I wear them because, you know, they're one of the few... I don't like to wear pants for this reason because I'm a taller girl with longer legs. I have big thighs and a big butt and big hips. So sometimes it's hard to get all a pant that suits all of those needs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the pants that I'm thinking of, I don't like them because they make me feel self-conscious and I'm uncomfortable and annoyed. By them.
So yeah.
Those are
annoyed
my
is a good word.
Annoyed.
Good
I'm like,
one.
Oh my God.
Takiya, you got that. That's a good one.
We can have some.
That is true because when I put on my sweatpants, because
I'd be legit annoyed, but still
irritated.
Be wearing it though, walking out like, ugh.
I know I got diaper booty, but
yeah,
I don't care.
Diaper booty. All right, so step two in the process of defining your own personal style is sorting. So isolating the do's and don'ts of your style. The step here is to write down all the things that you don't like to wear and all the things that you do like to wear. So in the interest of time, just give me one or two things Well, maybe, well, yeah, just give me one or two things that you, like, love to wear. Like you said, thigh-high boots is kind of like what you think of when you, mm-hmm. you know, want to feel like your best self. But, like, if we're thinking about building a wardrobe, what are things that you generally reach for?
Bodycon dresses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And high-waist jeans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yours, so. Jay?
Tim's.
Okay.
Timberland
boots. Yeah, I waist jean is great, but I'm not going to bite off of you. I love me a good genie pant.
Yes, you do, Lisa Bonet.
They're so comfortable.
Lisa.
Like, you ain't got to wear no drawers. It's great. Or you can wear shorts underneath them and there's no print. I wear man's underwear underneath my genie pants because they're like, it's like wearing shorts.
We both squinted. Real.
I just want you all to know the assortment of looks that I get from my friends, and I don't know why.
Like, okay.
But the two looks these heifers have been giving me all recording session.
So the two things that I love to wear, I like dresses. I like well-fit dresses, mm-hmm. Dresses and skirts. I also, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Because, okay, the things that I love to wear, I wear a lot of black.
Yeah, you Same. Are the black queen.
I love black.
And legit, and you, I do you, too, do but you, try you to, legit like, look like
you
a
You try to get color when you go shop at Kia, and then you end up with black.
Most of the time, I try.
Yeah,
I
want to like, tell is you Is that something. A sickness?
No, I don't think, I want to say, I used to try. Now I just don't fight it. I'm just
you
like,
look good
black is what
and
I
black,
love.
Though. Like, it just, I look like a witch, but you,
I don't think you
I
do.
I think everyone looks amazing
think,
in black.
I think
it
black is one of the things.
Whiter than I am. But you, like, Kia be stepping out looking like Tabitha. All the time.
Especially with
Tabitha.
This blonde.
I love it.
Tabitha is my goal.
This blonde with the black is amazing.
I'm a big fan. This,
we're speaking at a high school event tomorrow.
I
today.
I wish I could come.
And,
I wish you could too.
It's today.
Yes.
It's today.
Okay. Shout out to Bard High School in Queens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Grace for reaching out to us and inviting us
Hopefully
to
Hopefully we
event.
Don't say something terrible
oh,
and not get invited
Two,
back ever again.
One
no, they're going to love segments. You guys.
They're 50 minutes, but
they're
we're
going
to have
you
fun.
Guys.
That's an hour.
It's going to be fun.
But I said, is there anything particular you want from us? And one thing she was like, if you guys could wear black, that would be great. I didn't even have to call Kia because
no.
I just knew.
I have a suitcase full of
black.
Yeah.
All black.
All black. So yeah, black and dresses. I also like patterns, but I know that's weird because I like patterns. I wear lots of stripes.
No, that's not weird.
You do polka dots.
I do polka dots.
I like body con dresses, but
I
like
Tim's, stripes.
So it's fine.
You know what I mean? You got Tim's?
I don't have Tim's.
Oh, I thought you said I like Tim's. I'm like, girl, I ain't never seen you in no Timberlands.
You have, like in college, I wore Tim's.
But she wears like Jordans and stuff, so she can wear Tim's.
Ooh,
I can see you in some black Tim's.
Yeah, you do wear Jordans.
I do wear Jordans. Tim's
are
heavy.
Stood online.
We did.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
We left our dorm at like 5 something.
For Jordans.
I've never, I worked at the Foot Action in college, so.
See? Must be nice.
Right.
Niggas wasn't waiting on the line.
So okay. And what are things, give me two things that you don't wear. Like things that you like, that's not for me, I'm not wearing that.
Heels.
Crop tops. So no go for me. Because they will be asking me, when are the twins due?
Okay, Jade says.
Shut up, Toya.
Jade
she says, always says that.
She wears
Dead serious.
Jade says she doesn't like to wear heels.
I don't like heels, and I don't, what else do I hate? Oh, short pants, capris, or whatever, gaucho, whatever the shit is called.
Your man.
Where they're, because I have short legs.
Oh, yeah, they're not good
do
for
right
the
on me.
Short
I look
the ones
crazy.
That cut off at the knee, you talking about?
Yeah, they like cut, or like mid-calf.
They shorten you.
And
I bought
more.
A pair from Zara, and they're cute, but... And I'll probably still wear them because I had to spend money on them.
Yeah, but...
But if I was rich, I'd throw them away.
Yeah. Because they do. They give you a little, like... If you're shorter, it gives you, like, rumpled skin.
I look like a Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did read that. Because I don't think they look good on me either. I'm pretty short.
Yeah, you're about... Aren't we about the same height?
5'5", 5'6".
Oh, yeah, we did this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm, like, a half an inch taller.
You guys
it was a battle.
Wear me out. You're puff. Your puff is the only reason why.
Oh, she was so strange. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Two things that I don't like to wear, I think I would have to say, dang. I don't like I'm not a huge fan of shorts.
That's what? Real. As long as your legs are?
I don't like them too much because I have big thighs and you yeah. always got like your crotch. It looks like your yanks is eating your shorts.
And you're
shorts,
always pulling your shorts.
Always pulling them out.
If I had your legs I finally your height, stopped I would
fighting
be a...
it though.
I will wear them. They have to be like really high. I mean, really short shorts. But even still, I don't feel like way confident in them.
No, you look fine in shorts. When we were in Barbados, you was looking great.
She looks amazing.
All these thighs?
I think she has all body dysmorphia.
No, all these thighs.
Toya's been telling me
she
I have
body
dysmorphia.
She has body dysmorphia. I be looking at her like,
okay, this is not what this is about. We are moving forward.
I'm over here going to prenatal care. You see these? You know what I'm saying?
Step three.
This is two Christmas hands.
Looking like Beyonce.
Three.
And I still wear
shorts. Step three is to get real and identify your lifestyle and what you dress for. So what are the what activities do you do the most? And do you dress for those activities? Where do you go every day?
Work.
Where do you go every day? Like, does your wardrobe... I guess this question is more kind of like for thinking through how does your wardrobe line up? Like, is it functional for you?
My wardrobe is not functional right now.
Why? What do you need? Like, what don't you have?
I need all new things. Like,
same.
Don't fit anything. So it's definitely not functional, but what I've been doing lately, because I tried on a size 12 and 14 at H&M, and it shamed me. Yes, and I did go to H&M.
Recently?
I did. So.
You was one of the
That's not the only thing that's going to shame you.
I did, and the thing is that when I walked in, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
So, but was, I didn't buy nothing.
It was nobody in there. So you probably had room.
No, it was folks right up in
it
there.
Was packed.
In the Bay Plaza, the girl. All the folks in Co-op City is
no,
in there.
No, because we were just talking about last week how the one downtown in Silver Spring was tumbleweeds.
So tumbleweeds. And it should be. I tried on the stuff and I didn't buy anything. It did not remember. I was like, yeah, let me get out of here. Because there's a reason. God stopped it.
Like, oh.
He stopped it.
Let me get out of here.
Because I usually could fit a 12. But so I've been doing like stretchy stuff lately. And doing like real cute like button ups with the stretch pants and like a heel and just popping on a red lip because I feel like the red lip will like make me feel thin.
Okay, so wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is not in any way, you guys know I am pro LGBTQIA.
Oh, here we go.
With y'all know I am like number one advocate. But I dress like I have a tomboyish style from time to time. And I had on a flannel shirt at work the other day and some jeans and some Tims.
Okay.
And a Scully. Okay. And so we had some clients coming in. So I was like, all right, well, I can dress how I want, even when clients come. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, well, if I put on a red lip,
no,
then I won't look like, you know, I won't look like I'm getting ready to be on the other end at Sweet Heat. So
they still got Sweet Heat?
Yeah, we going.
I want to go.
We going,
Jade.
My coworkers, I said, all right, I'm going to put on a lip. So I put on a red lip, right, thinking it was just going to save the whole thing, and then I'd just be on my chola. No. They said, you look like a lipstick lesbian now. Like,
oh, is that what they call it?
No, they just said I look like a lesbian with lipstick.
I think I'm sure people be thinking I'm gay. Straight up and
I don't care most of the time because I don't care. There's nothing wrong with it. But I was just trying to look a little bit more.
But the red, didn't it give you feminine? It made you feel?
It didn't, though. When I put it on, I just actually looked ridiculous.
Did you have any other makeup on your face?
I didn't.
See?
Oh, well, that's why.
There you go.
Girl.
There you go.
That is why. Wow. But yes, the red lip lately has been making me feel better. And then also just putting on a full beat.
Right.
Just to go to the laundromat or something.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, I got to do shit. I have to put some makeup on. So that will make me feel better, you know?
Listen, this is not really working out as I planned, but
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to keep on going. It's
okay. Why not? I just gave you the answers.
You did, and it was great. I just don't know. I just feel like, no, it's nobody's fault. I just feel like maybe we should have, I don't know, never mind. But,
should have what?
So the step four is to examine or recognize the specifics from the looks that you love. and list their top 10 or 20 most worn items or your top 3 go-to outfits or silhouettes. But I feel like we've kind of done all of that. Like, because, you know, what are the...
Oh, we did do our top... What's our top 3 go-tos?
Yeah, your go-to silhouettes. Your top 3 go-to outfits. Do you have them in mind? Or can you think of them?
So, like... Like, if we're going to work or if we're going
She said your top 3, so...
Just
okay.
Top 3. Don't matter where you're going. Thinking through some of that, I think... Yeah. I love, like... Y'all ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jade.
So, in the summertime, I was real good for an American Apparel bodysuit and a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I was real good for that. And then if I'm going out, I'm always good for like a bodycon or some kind of dress, in sneakers, and. Or booties if I'm going to just be really dressed up. If I absolutely have to.
Ankle boots.
Okay. Talk about it because I can't do high boots like Toya.
Knee boots. High boots.
And then I also love me a good genie pant and a midriff.
You do love you a, do midriff.
She does. I'll do it with a genie pant.
That's cute.
Because it's high waisted.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I'm good for like. My go-to, like, for work, like, every day you'll probably find me in some sort of black pant or black bottom with, like, a top, like a pattern top, usually black or white as well, but it'll be, like, stripes or polka dots. It'll be a sweater or a button-down, but it's always, like, a black bottom and a top. I also wear lots of all black. Like, I do wear a lot of skirts or, like, it'll be a dress. I do the bodycon and sneakers thing. That's been very real. Mm. And I like to layer that with like either like a long duster or a long sweater or a cardigan.
I love a duster.
I'm also a huge fan of really quirky accessories. So I feel like it's hard for me to describe my clothes because I don't think that they're exciting, but I try to play up the accessories. So I always have a bunch of bangles. I always have on a fun earring. I have started collecting glasses because, you know, I can't see out my eyes, but, like, I have fun frames.
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't feel like having a whole lot or going on, like, when my clothes are concerned, I try to punch it up with accessories.
That's real.
Quirky accessories. So whether, and I think of things like my hair color and my makeup and my lipstick color. I think of those things as kind of, like, accessories. So when I literally wear, like, black pants and a shirt everywhere I go, but I try to punch it up with accessories. Toya.
So, since we're doing summer, you said summertime. So usually in the summertime, I'm all about short shorts and strappy sandals because I know that my legs are like one of my best assets.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually will put that on because so like that's the thing. Like if you have like a big belly or, you know, fat belly Bella going on and you put on the jeans, but you get a cute like... what do you call those flare? It's kind of like a flare out
like
shirt
a flowy top.
Or a flowy top.
Peasant top.
With the sandals, it gives you this like tall, thin silhouette. So that's usually my go to thing in the summertime. Thigh high boots make me look taller. So I do that a lot with a flowy shirt. You know, I'm in the business now of buying extra large button ups now.
Right.
So and so I'll get like an extra large button up now and put, you know, really big earrings on and like. Beat the face, of course. And then body contrast with a sick-ass spandex. Like, what do you call
Spanx.
Them? Spanx. Yeah. Sick-ass Spanx
under
that. Under
armor.
Under armor. Yeah.
Indeed.
So I'll do that.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me your papers because we're going to put your style, using the words that you wrote on your papers, we're going to put your style into 3 words.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with Jade.
Can you read my handwriting?
But you didn't even answer all the questions.
I didn't?
No.
I don't think I did, though.
Okay, so...
Did I follow directions?
Yes, you did. I think so.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
It's actually, like, the first 3 words that we talked about.
Yeah, that's one there.
Yeah, it's usually, like... Because I guess the point is like, you pull the 3 to 5 words that really resonate with you the most, and these are your personal style definitions.
Okay.
And that's what you're supposed to use, like, when you go to the mall, when you're looking at... your closet, when you're thinking about how you want to look every day, you think of these three words, and that's like your personal style. Mm-hmm. So Latoya's is confident, edgy, and sexy, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty
that's
spot
pretty
on.
That's pretty spot on, right?
And Jade's is free, comfortable, and sexy. You sexy girls, you. Mine is sophisticated, empowered, and chic. So, yeah, I think that that was fun. And hopefully I will share the link to this quiz. It actually is like a downloadable workbook. You can print it out and you can like, they have all these different adjectives that you could choose from that help you think through some of the questions. We kind of literally just roughhoused through this and tried to make it fun. But I hope you guys enjoyed it because I thought we had good chit chat about it. But this will kind of help you to kind of define what your personal style is. And that should help you kind of, you know, in terms of building a wardrobe that you love. They suggest that once you know what your personal style is, that you should do a good clean out of your closet and just kind of like throw away anything that are not represented by the three words in your personal style. So anything that is not sophisticated, empowered, and chic has got to go.
Do a Kanye to your closet.
What's that?
Oh, where he went in Kim's closet and trashed all her shit.
I didn't know he did that.
Kanye went in Kim's closet and just threw clothes away.
Why did he? Oh, he's her parent. That's fine. It also says to go on a shopping fast.
It's a very strange couple.
Very strange. Go on a shopping fast. 30 days of no shopping means that you have to spend some quality times with your current clothes and explore the pieces you really love to see which ones you are and see which ones are just collecting dust.
So basically, I should just look a mess.
Yeah.
I just look a mess.
Oh my gosh.
90-day shopping challenge.
Take the 10x10 challenge and explore your top items and how they can work harder and more efficiently for you. This challenge always reveals some key silhouettes and styles you're gravitating towards. And then they said that it will be good to do this quiz with a friend because you guys, they can tell you like, girl, you are not confident or like you are not chic, girl, or whatever. But yeah, I thought that this was fun for us to think about what personal style means to us and why we should think about it intentionally. So yeah. That's Kitchen Table Talk, kids.
That was fun.
Was it?
It was very much
was fun.
Okay, good.
Honestly?
Truly.
All right. This honesty BZ. It's time for the honesty box.
It's time for the honesty box.
Honestly, truly. We have an email. She didn't say whether or not that we can say her name, so I'll just call her Shelly. Shelly says, hi, Jade and Kia. I've been following the podcast since day one. Welcome back, sis.
Thank you, sis.
Well, welcome. Thank you. Not welcome, because you've already been
back.
Here. Yes, Mace. And I love listening to you both first thing Tuesday mornings. You better listen on time. She said, I was hoping you can provide some insight. Her name is Angie. She told me I could say it. So Shelly's name is Angie.
Shelly's gone.
Hi, Angie's here. Angie says, I'm new to the world of creatives. I overcame a huge fear of mine and launched my own blog this year.
Hey. Oh, Angie.
We're proud
She's
of you,
doing
sis.
Better than me.
I have been so deeply involved with parenting, wifing, working, and going to school that I had almost abandoned one of my creative passions, writing. Mm. It felt great to finally get it out there. I decided to start a blog about my experiences as a mommy, student, traveler, and fitness enthusiast. I believe it's important for women to know that we can do it all, especially since men and women alike always seem to tell me different. Anyways, I'm writing to ask, how do you all deal with negative feedback? I know that it's expected when you put yourself out there, but how do you handle it? Do you respond, ignore, try to take into consideration what others are saying? Do you ever find that some people just like to argue? Sorry that this is several questions. It's just that I've noticed some odd behavior since starting my blog. My experience thus far is that people are either very supportive or either looking to find fault. What is constructive feedback versus trolling? Mm. I hope you get a chance to answer my question. And I'd also love if you guys could check out my blog. I will definitely do that.
Absolutely.
She said, hashtag team typing fast. Shout out to you, sis. Angie is her name. And her blog is Who Said I Have to Stay at Home.com.
Hey.
So, Jay, do you have advice for Angie about advice? How do you deal with feedback?
I know everybody responds to feedback differently based off of your personality. Certain things affect people different ways. So I think it's kind of hard sometimes to pinpoint how to deal with it. 'Cause you have to deal with it best according to how you see fit. One thing that I don't really do a lot is read the comments, which is kind of sad because we have so much positive feedback.
Right.
But you get some negative ones in there. And the crazy thing about it is as a human being, you're, the negative is always going to stand out more than the positive.
True.
It just jumps out at you. You can have 500 positive comments, and you can get 3 negative ones, and you're going to be like, well, bitch, first of all,
yeah.
I think a good thing to do is to sit back, first of all, and see if the person is saying something that's constructive. That always helps me. If they really sound like they're coming from a decent place or like a place of like, well, I don't agree, you know, and it made me feel a way for this. While these are platforms in which we are able to express our opinions and put our personalities out there, so this is who we are, and it's either like you're going to listen or you're not, you do have to take into account because we're always learning as human beings as well. So I try to see where the person is coming from. And like you've got places, you know, that will post all kinds of stupid shit about you. I had a blog or not, whatever the shit is called, a forum, and people just talk cash shit. Somebody said I sound like I got mucus in my throat all the time. Like,
oh my God.
They just say shit to be mean because they're miserable assholes. And so when you've got people like that who are literally just saying things to be mean, fuck them. Like, that's how I look at it. But when you have people who are giving you like feedback and it seems like they're on a path where they're trying to support you, and you can't always consider what everybody says because at the end of the day, you are who you are. But I would kind of just see what people's motives and intentions are, and that might help you to receive things a little bit better or to throw them away if need be.
True. So you got anything to add?
No, because you know I'm scared as hell to start my podcast. Because let me tell you, I just feel like it's giving me anxiety, honestly, post the very first episode. But I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to do it. But I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle. Like, I think I'll probably go the route of just not reading anything because I will just go in the corner and, like, want to die. Like, oh, my God.
I think you definitely have to be in a place for it. But, I mean, this whole project, this whole podcast thing and other things that we've embarked upon since starting this has kind of given me new perspective. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you think about it, when you put yourself out there, you know, I guess I would caution you to think about why you started to blog anyway.
Right.
You know, people's comments are always going to be
what they are.
But they should be completely like marginal. Like they're like they're not. They should not. Because you started the blog because you said you had a passion for writing.
This is your passion project.
This is your passion for writing. When you put yourself out there, people are going to have things to say. They're going to have good things to say. They're going to have bad things to say. That just comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. I think it's more important to keep in mind what you're doing it for. And then there'll be days when you're in a space where you can kind of read feedback and it'll roll off your back. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be days when you'd be like, all right, I'm in a mood today, so I know I probably shouldn't look at them comments.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, too, it's intriguing to me that, you know, for someone to comment and say mean things or like that time, Jay, somebody had commented on one of your pictures or something. And I was like, ooh, she tried it. I saw you. You blocked her right away. But it's crazy because they still be listening.
And they still be looking.
And they still be reading. And they still be looking. She's probably going to be A-okay because they probably still, even if they have something critical to say about her blog, they're still going to read just to hate, which is nice because you've given me the numbers.
Right.
You're giving me the subscription. So you're really helping me in essence. So that's, I think that's a good a route that she can go. You know, just be like, okay, well, I just got a number. I got a viewership. Like, thank you.
That's how I look. Like, when I got married, because it was not too long before that I saw all the negative stuff. It was obviously years ago, but I it was like I said, it was a form. It was pages and pages of like negative shit, and I was able to laugh at it. I was like, I sound like I have phlegm in my throat. Like you don't have anything going on in your life if that's what you're mad about. But then it would be people who would say things like, oh, why does she call him her husband or her spouse? Like, they not married yet. Now they talking about planning a wedding. Like, it would be detailed.
No, I know. They get crazy.
And then they would be like, oh, but I'm still going to look at the wedding pictures. I can't wait to see the wedding pictures. And it's like, you listen to my show to say I'm not funny. You look at my pictures to say whatever comments you have. But you have no bearing on my life. And that is how I have to look at people like that. Whereas the people who are saying all the positive things, like, we constantly appreciate you guys because it is very upbuilding. It's very encouraging. And that feedback is necessary when you're in a field like this. But like everybody said, you just kind of have to let things roll off your back and put yourself in it and act according to where your headspace is. If you're not in a headspace where you can read something and let it roll off your back, then don't read it.
Right. Yeah. I also don't want to think. I mean, I agree with you. I also feel like it's important to say that there are times where negative feedback, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Well, negative feedback can still be useful.
Constructive. Mm-hmm.
So, so like constructive, but I think the point is, and like my grandma used to say, I don't like to speak in cliches, but it's just a good one. So like when you eat the meat and spit out the bones. Mm-hmm. So like you take from things, you know, some people say, you know, I talk really fast or I get jumbled up. So, I mean, that's true. And I recognize that. I know that that's something that I'm actively working on. So I don't necessarily think like, okay, you know, I don't take it personal. Like, oh, these people are hating and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Since she's talking about writing, and if you want to improve on your writing, there may be some people who have things to say that will give you things to think about in terms of how you can continue to make your writing better.
Exactly.
I wouldn't necessarily, like, there are people who are talking. Learn to separate the difference between people who are coming for you as a person or people who are coming for your writing.
Exactly.
Sift through it and try not to sift through it with your feelings first. Because, you know, of course, we're going to react to things when people say negative stuff. But if we take a few minutes to digest it and humbly be like, okay, well, I could work on these things, and just use it as a motivating point. Because, like, when you put yourself out there, like I said, when you put your work out there, it's not going to be such that everyone thinks it's amazing all the time. That's just the nature of the beast. I get really, really, I struggle with this at work. Like, because when I write something, I spend time on it, I want it to be amazing, and I think that it's great. And most, like, I sent something to my boss this morning, and I sat there and kind of, like, processed it, and I said to myself, I'm just preparing for her to pick it apart and tell me all the ways that it's inadequate. Like, I just literally, like, gave myself a pep talk, because I'm like, I know she's going to come back with all these changes and things that I need to do, and I need to just, you know. She asked me to take a stab at it, and I struggle with thinking that if someone has feedback, that means I did it wrong. Mm-hmm. But I need, as I'm continuing to grow, I know it's just, like, the process of writing is about refining and continuing to make your writing better. So I think that, you know, if you're getting feedback from people, that means that they're reading. So that's a positive. But it's your responsibility to sift through that feedback and figure out the things that are the most useful to them. Take those things and literally discard everything else. Because
sometimes the readers will tell you, because you are writing for yourself and you are doing podcasts for yourself, but then you also are giving your listeners and your readers something. So you do have to take that into consideration when you're moving forward.
Totally.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We're creating content for people to listen to. Right. So they have to enjoy listening. Mm-hmm. So obviously we want to hear from our listeners, if it's something that, oh, hey, we'd love if you talked about this or if you guys could change this up. But when it's just mean and pointless, that's the kind of stuff that you can't really worry about.
Well, you know, the people told me and Takiya we look like horses.
Sure did.
On YouTube.
Well, what they look like. We don't even know.
We don't even know because there's always someone who's anonymous.
Yeah. Exactly. You know that's what I'm not. So I don't want to play with that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to play with the racist stuff and the colorism stuff. That's what my fear is, but I'm just going to.
Trolls.
Step one outside.
Thank you,
of
blank
that.
Face ass bitch. Moving right along.
Exactly. I think it's going to teach me something too, as well. I don't know what it is, but I think it will.
Definitely going to make you.
I'm sure it will teach Angie. Angie?
Yeah.
Angie. I'm sure it will teach her something along the way.
So, Angie, we will definitely be checking out www.whosaidihavetostayathome.com. Y'all be sure to check it out as well. Thank you for listening, sis. Team typing fast.
And we hope that you get all the support that you need.
Totally.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
All right. My petty peeve this week is super petty. It's like really petty, actually.
And
my husband started it, but then it got me thinking, like, niggas do this all the time. And it's actually irritating.
Niggas she love just took herself all the way down.
Because it's so petty, but it, like, I shouldn't be irritated by it. Niggas love to tell you what you're not doing. like, you be listening to a song. We were listening to a song, and I'm hearing the song. I enjoy the song. I'm, like, enjoying it silently over here, like, moving my head, you know, getting my shoulders going. And here comes my husband. Did you hear what he said? But you not listening, though. And niggas do this all the time, and it irritates the shit out of me. I'm like, I heard what the nigga said. Like, I'm enjoying the song. I heard what he said. Or when niggas be like, you heard what he said? What'd he say? What'd that mean? I can't stand it. That's my petty peeve this week.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What does their petty peeve
like,
mean?
I'm not giving you no definition, niggas. But anyway, what's your petty peeve this week?
I'm really not in a good place. I don't have one. Okay.
You're not in a good place.
Yeah, I should have. I feel like I thought about everything else for this week's episode, but my petty peeve. So I will say this. I feel like I've said this before. I don't like when people ask me how I'm doing, what they see me doing.
Wait, what?
Like, I was at a meeting in Greensboro, North Carolina, sitting in the meeting, and I'm on my laptop taking notes. I'm typing, I'm writing, and, you know, I'm just moving along, minding my business. This lady comes from across the room, and she's walking toward me, like, completely exasperated. Like, you can tell that she has been thinking about this all morning, and she has a burning question for me. So she's like, Takiya. I'm like, hey, girl, what's up? How in the world do you type with those nails?
Oh, yeah, that's irritating.
I'm like, you see me typing. You see me over here. I'm typing faster than you.
Simple. Yeah. Like this. Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm just like, why are we talking
like
about this?
People who walk up and be like, you still eating? Bitch, don't you see this chicken in my mouth?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm still eating.
People drawing because, and then, like, what was the response that she was expecting? Like, did she think?
I don't know, girl.
Is there some sort of...
I got typos for days.
Right, like, how do you walk in those shoes? I put one foot in front of the other. And before you know it, I'm down
That's
the street.
That's what the older women... Oh, I don't know how you walk in those heels. Easy.
Like, that thing just blew me. Oh, no, I have another one. See, now I got two.
A roll.
So, I think that... okay, older people... They think that phones are just for communication. Now, smartphones are like experiences. You can do so much on your phone.
Everything.
Oftentimes, you know, if I'm in church or if I'm in a meeting and I think of something, I'll make a note of it. I told you I use the notes app. Mm-hmm. I'll make a note of it.
I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
I know where you're going with
this. Stop texting.
See?
Yeah.
Because, see, my pastor tried to come for me. At church with that.
They wear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I was in a meeting, the same meeting. Somebody from my office sent me a message and was like, put your phone down. And I was like, I bet I won't.
What?
What the heck? Are you kidding me?
First of all, you're texting me right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
put your devices away. I'm like, first of all, I'm not over here tweeting for a change, right?
For once.
Because sometimes that's what I've been doing. But even if that be
that's
the
what
case,
I'm going to do.
That's my business, okay? I'm over here minding my business. I'm participating in this meeting. I'm doing everything that you've asked me to do. Why is it that you think that the phone being in my hand means that I'm not paying attention or I'm being disrespectful?
Right.
She was like, you're being a distraction. Only because I'm distracting you.
Right.
Nobody else. Like,
you watching me.
I mean, because you're obsessed. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
Why are you so obsessed?
Like, why are you over here, like, watching what I'm doing? Because you're not paying attention to the meeting. I'm paying attention.
Pay attention to me.
So, yeah, that was probably the main one. That was the one that I said that I was going to do, but I forgot, but then I remember. So,
I'm about to be mad obnoxious when people start doing that, though. I'm like, well, here's where I was taking notes. This is where I looked something up.
I told her. I was just like, sis, I know you feel like I'm watching YouTube videos at work, but...
Not happening.
I'm actually over here working.
Don't have time.
I just don't have time. Like, and I was like, and I type faster than I write sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like, my handwriting is completely disrespectful. So I type things because it's legible. And I don't have to go back and try to figure out, what in the devil is this that I wrote on, scribble down on this paper? Because I'm trying to catch, you know, whatever was being said. So, yes, I would like people from older generations to acknowledge that phones do more than just send messages. That, you know, they have a lot of other capabilities. So you shouldn't just assume that a person who is holding their phone or their device is not engaged or listening to you, right, or mm-hmm, whatever.
So sometimes, yeah, they're using them for
sometimes, you know, sometimes we're multitaskers.
I them. Agree.
Millennials are multitaskers.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that is another episode of Getting Grown.
So you ain't have a petty peeve?
Oh, my bad, shit.
I don't, I mean, I've got so many.
I know
I mean, something, I don't want to go the racial way because it happened to me already at work.
Okay. Oh,
should I tell it?
What?
Well, because it's not bad.
Get it? What?
What is that?
I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's knock knees.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Probably got some knock knees. Whatever. Anyway, and like the people I work with are great people. They're very nice. Mm-hmm. I like them. They're nicer than the people over at BET. You know what I'm saying? Like, they pay me well.
Right, right.
You know, they had a nice little laptop for me ready right. to go. Like, you everything was great. I was set up mm-hmm. great. And it wasn't even a malice thing. I know it wasn't. And I know that it's mostly a lot of white gay guys mm-hmm. there. And they're super cool. But not even 2 days into work, I had to hear the black don't crack comment.
What
so
context?
I was just like, why can't they just wait? Like, why couldn't you give me at least a month?
What are they saying to you?
My client is a skincare. It's a skincare client. Mm-hmm. So they mm-hmm. were talking about like how they have to get fillers and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I would probably get fillers in my eyes because lately, getting older, I'm cracking under my eyes with the foundation mm-hmm. and the concealer. So he was like, oh, you don't need that. Like, you have beautiful skin. And I'm like, thank you. And then he was like, and he looked to the other girl and he was like, when they tell you black don't crack, it's not a myth. Black don't crack.
Mm. Thanks,
sir.
So I was just sitting there like...
You irritating.
We wasn't even 48 hours into me starting but this I'm new just, job.
So he's really comfortable.
Yeah.
Too comfortable.
I just don't understand. But worst. It's not the first... I don't know what it is about me... They are amazed with me, one, not having no hair on my head, and then, like, the skin. I don't know, but I've always had them come to me saying, like, multiple times people have come to me like, yeah, girl, because black don't crack. And I'd be like, what makes them feel like they could say that to me? So
I'm
anyway,
talk about your head till kingdom comes. So I just want you to know.
No, and it wasn't like I wasn't. It was just a pet peeve of mine, like because you don't know me like that.
No, I get it.
You yeah. know, and people I just feel like we're just so racially charged. As a nation Seriously. Right now and like
they don't acknowledge your own like identity
black don't
and positionality
like I don't like, know it was sir. Just I was just like it just grinded my gears
you gotta calm down
yeah you don't know me like
yeah
this,
and I know he didn't mean nothing by it but it was just
you just have to tell him you don't know me like that
no I don't
that's what I do
I just let it be
yeah
I just let it be but it's just kind of like that really, I just didn't understand.
It's like when you try to, like, when they homegirl you. Like,
yeah,
I can't stand a homegirl.
I'm getting girl. Like, I'd be like, hey, I'm getting like that. Takiya's eyes just...
Don't babe me.
Takiya just got so annoyed. Yeah, I'm getting, oh girl, please.
No.
And hair flipping.
I'm no. like, don't girl me,
he
girl.
He be hair flipping, and I just was like, oh, gosh, nah. Okay.
No.
Yeah, but that's my pet peeve. And then also watching shows with people... You know, you be sitting watching a show with somebody, y'all literally just started watching the same show together, and it's new to both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. And they ask somebody you questions.
So who that?
Hi. Hello.
I'm sitting here with you.
Yes, hi.
Okay?
Yes.
Please.
You know we watching this in real time. Stop. Like, I didn't watch it before.
You. We done started this thing together. You know, we in this thing
y'all
together.
Y'all ain't gonna shade me.
You know? So please,
y'all
stop
gonna,
asking me. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me no more who it is. I don't know.
I
want to
know.
We're all going to wait until the credits.
The young man who was at Chris's house last night, we was watching the Grammys. I had to apologize to him because I asked him, who is that 17 times?
Who is that?
Who is that? Who is that thing grinds my gears?
Who is that?
Oh, that thing. I'd be like, I'm here with you. That's always, that's my line all the time. I'm here with you, you know?
He was so patient. He was like,
that's my husband with me.
He'd
be like, yo, we at the movies together.
Yeah, like, I've never seen this before. I'm here with you.
This and then like, 5 seconds later, I'll be like, babe, wait, what happened?
Like, oh I have gosh. No answers for you. I'm here with you. We've started this journey together. I would hope, I would like for you to pay attention as much as I am.
Yeah, well, some of us aren't built like that. Some of our parts are disconnected.
Well, I need you to work on connecting.
Kia talks about how parts are, my parts are disconnected. It's like a junkyard over here.
That thing gets on my nerves.
You gotta do better.
That gets on my nerves.
All right, now we can wrap up. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Getting Grown with Jade and Kia. We appreciate you all for your constant support.
Yes.
Stay tuned, as we have some things coming up, some very important things to share with each of you. From Jade, from Kia, and from the both of us together. And Toya's going to be having some new things.
She sure is.
To talk about soon as well. And we'll keep you guys posted when all that's going down.
Yeah.
As well. But, yeah, man. That's
Let's hit up that Instagram. That's how you're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll put all of Toya's contact information in the description box.
Sure, we
want to thank you for joining us today, sis. You've been a joy.
Thanks for coming, sis.
You're the best.
I appreciate you guys. I had so much fun.
We'll have to do this again very soon. With Toya. Yes, we'll have to do this again very, very soon.
And even though this was her petty beef, make sure you guys drink your water.
Mind your business. Moisturize, because your black will crack.
Contrary to Toya's coworkers.
Your black will crack if it's dry.
Your black will crack.
Homegirl.
Bye. It's dry. Sis. Bye.
Bruh.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.